We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Remember I mentioned earlier this afternoon, I don't like to spend money on the baseball food just because it's so expensive. You spend like $30 and all you get is a burger and maybe
a few fries and a kosher dog with onion.
I do love that, Sue, but I just don't like the prices, especially when I have to spend $8 on the Diet Coke. So I did not have time to eat before I went over to the stadium, and then I just got stubborn. So I was hungry when I got home, and I almost just blew off eating. And then I'm looking around. There wasn't much to eat that I was inspired to make, and I decided at like 9:45 last night to make some spaghetti. So the reason I bring it up, and I have this feeling deep down that this is going to be one of those things that you all are going to look at me and say, duh, we've all known this, but maybe not. We're going to take a chance. So when you boil water for pasta, okay, you know how you put salt in the water and stuff, you have when it bubbles up and you have the foam that goes to the top and it could boil over your pot, right?
Sure.
Okay. Were you aware that there's a way to stop that from happening?
Well, yes. You take the lid partially off.
Or you just reduce the heat, right?
Yes. Either way.
Or you just touch the spoon to the top of the pot.
Oh, no.
Touch the spoon to the top of the pot.
Might have the answer.
Oh, no. We all have different answers.
Fred is going to have the answer because
you
want to explain that even further?
Yes. Yeah. Say that again to me, Fred.
What do you think, Fred?
If you touch, I think I've done it with a wooden spoon. Aha! Just touch the rim.
Yes.
Did you know about this ahead of time?
No.
Wait a minute.
I promise you didn't.
You are telling me that when a pot of boiling water is there with pasta in it.
It's boiling over.
Look at the picture here.
You merely take
here's what I did. Well, I think you can touch it also, did is I just laid it across the top of the pot, a wooden spoon. My wife says, hey, remember, so my wife's aunt, Auntie Kit, is turning, well, I better not say her age. She's got a birthday today, day after mine. I won't do that.
Turning
I'm
21.
Supposed to do that. Right, she's 21 today.
She's a very,
Auntie
very
Kit
happy
is
20,
and Auntie Kit is the one who told us this because I'm always worried about things boiling over and then I'm down, maybe I'm boiling something for dinner, but I'm also downstairs with the grill. And I've been boiling water. I'm 56 years old. I've been boiling water for probably 45 of my, 56 years, if not more. And I never knew this until basically this month.
First of all, your picture shows the wooden spoon all the way across the pot.
Right. That's what
Fred
I did last night.
Fred Bottenheimer said that if you just
tap. How about Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
If you just tap the side with the wooden spoon, that works just as well, Fred?
If we touch the top of the rim.
If you touch the top
of
the rim.
All right, let me explain. Let me explain some of the science. Okay, with the help of Thomas Dolby here. This is from food-hacks.com. You've undoubtedly seen this trick on the internet. No, I have not.
No.
Or from your beloved Italian Nana, balance a wooden spoon across a pot of cooking pasta to prevent the water from boiling over and creating an unsightly sticky mess all over your stovetop. It's almost magical. That's how easy it is. Here's the science here. A dry wooden spoon destabilizes the bubbles when they come into contact with its water-repelling surface. This makes the boiling water retreat. Second, bubbles and foam created from boiling water are filled with steam, aka water in the form of gas or vapor. If the bubbles touch something whose temperature is below 100 degrees Celsius, I suppose you can stick your fingers in there too, the steam will condense and change back into a liquid and break the surface of the bubble. So the wooden spoon, being considerably cooler than 100 degrees Celsius, works to break the bubbles, make the foam retreat. Now, it says, I didn't know this, it says, while this trick definitely works, and it has worked for me, it has drawbacks. At some point, your wooden spoon will heat up and the water will rise no matter what. Don't try using a metal spoon in lieu of a wooden spoon. Metal conducts heat more quickly. And then they talk about how spoon warps, the wood warps over time and things like that.
We know that way works, but we're not sure that Fred's tapping it on the side works, but he says it does.
Well,
we're
I
just
think,
taking your word for it,
here's what I would
Fred.
Think would happen. Yeah. I think if you tap it, if you make contact with it, then it will break the bubbles. But
right.
I think if you don't leave it there, then the bubbles could build up
again.
Oh,
I see
what
you're
saying. It would be any contact with the bubbles. So you tap the tap the rim where the water is, and it's going to retreat. Ugh, chemistry is so great.
How did I not know this?
I didn't either,
for,
Mark.
Like decades.
No idea.
I'm so glad that you didn't know it, Sue, because
zero.
I fear
the internet
of all people.
The way the article says you may have seen this on the internet is very funny because I haven't spent a lot of my time on the internet watching people boil water.
Now
that's
not,
just me.
Not a lot.
That's just me.
Must have gone viral at some point. All right.
How long have you been married?
About almost 5 years.
All right. It'll come.
Yeah.
At
good,
some point, you're going to stand around and watch boiling water.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
Well, Fred, since you're hanging around in here, I have to target you with something else. And this actually, it makes me mad. So we get to, I've worked with Fred for how many years have you suffered working with me?
Like how many
15,
years have you
16
been here?
Years, since 2006.
Yeah.
Right. At first, you weren't stuck with me at first because remember when I first came, I was doing some late night stuff.
Yeah.
And that was somebody, well, who was my producer? I don't even know if I had a producer back then. I think everything was basically doing things. But we get to the end of the year. Now, I like to take time off, okay? I really like to take time off when the Cardinals are playing. I was working on KMOX, and then I wouldn't have to work. That was ripped away from me here in the last few weeks, and I'm getting a little counseling for it. But when I have vacation, I'm going to take vacation. Andrew, have you left vacation days on the table ever?
Like, I have only ever left vacation days on the table.
That's
I am not.
Does.
I'm not a big vacation.
You two
guy.
Are all right. So now, Sue, Andrew, you stay out of this for a second, okay? Sue, have you ever left vacation days on
not
the table?
In a million years.
Exactly, Fred. We get to the end of the year. He's got 50. He's worked here first of all since 1879 or something like that. So he has about
when they started
400.
Well,
he's got more
water.
Vacation days than the year allows. But you don't take your vacation days.
Why, Fred? I know why Andrew doesn't.
Why don't you, Andrew?
I have a complex, and I'm afraid I'll be replaced if I take any time off.
Okay, well, I think that's maybe part of what happens with some people.
I agree.
Okay.
But Fred.
I think it's the other way for me. It's I don't want somebody else to do the job because I think it's really hard, and I feel bad for them to have to do it to support you all the time, Mark.
Well, okay.
you
might be onto something there.
You don't want to.
So basically, it's you don't want to saddle anyone with Mark Reardon.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's what I'm hearing.
Fair enough. I like when the job is done very well, and it's not that I don't necessarily trust other people, but I know that I will do it well, and I don't want the people that I work with to be stuck with a much harder day. Because I don't usually take trips. I'm not a big trip taker. So usually if I take a vacation day, I'm just hanging out around the house.
Right.
And it's like, well
so what? Hang around the house. You don't have to work.
I don't want to make all
I
don't want to make all my wonderful work friends' lives much harder because I wanted to sit around the house and do nothing. It's like, I'll just go and work.
See, I can't even imagine what my position would be if I actually worked for a living, because then I'd really want to take time off. But I don't even work for a living.
But Mark, you came into me just the other day and you said, do you have any vacation time scheduled? Because when you go on vacation, you're going to need to book a whole bunch of guests in advance.
Well, that's not what I...
So
that's not exactly how I position
it. I don't want to take time off. Now, I don't want to work three times as hard to make it easier for you.
I feel like there's humble brags
Fred,
in these two.
You are fake news.
Here's the deal. What I said was, in the transition, because whenever I would take... When you would take time off over there, Dave Klein filled in. And Dave's with Dave Glover now. So Klein, who was so anxious because Fred is really good at what he does. And it is not easy. It's not easy at all. So when Dave first used to take this on, he was horrified. He hated it. He just couldn't. But he finally got into a groove. But then I said, nothing against Andrew or anybody else, but I said, hey, when you take time off, because Fred has this contact list, he knows what I'm interested in. He, you know, a lot of this just kind of works instinctively now. And I said, we might want to kind of take a look at that just to make sure people are ready. I didn't say don't take off because no one else could do it. But
that's what I heard.
That's what I'm
can
hearing.
I just,
that's what I'm hearing,
Fred. Can I just say, I'm telling you that. I'm telling you now, Fred. Don't take any time off.
Andrew's saying, please don't.
Please,
I'm
going to
start
please.
Training Andrew. That's what it is.
please don't take any time off.
All right. Now, there's a reason that I brought all this up. This was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and the headline is "The Latest Workplace Perk: Cash Bonuses for Taking Vacations." Here you go, friend. I'm going to help you out here. Many bosses have pleaded with employees for months to use their vacation time. Steve Moore does that to us, right? Especially last year with the pandemic, people weren't taking off. You know, make sure you get your days in and things along those lines. So you have time piling up for employees in the pandemic. Companies are getting creative in an effort to persuade people to disconnect. Sue and I are like, how do you need persuading to disconnect?
No,
I want to disconnect all the time. Right?
I can leave now.
So it says, what's the company? I think I put a marker through that. Anyway, there's a company that's going to be offering U.S. staffers $250 for every full week of vacation booked, up to $1,000 a year. So in other words, if you take your vacation, Fred, the company is going to pay you $250 just for booking your vacation. Now, this seems bizarro to me.
I don't understand.
Because they can't get, there's too many damn people like Andrew and Fred. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I really don't.
You know, I think
need more lazy people like me, and then you wouldn't have this issue.
I think I just found my price for selling you out. I would take a vacation for $250. I'd take it and let somebody else worry
about
you.
What about $50, Fred? Where's your line?
Maybe not there.
It's up to $1,000 a year. So Tim Ryan, this is the company, is PWC. I don't even know what that is. But
PricewaterhouseCooper. It's a...
Oh, there it is. I've heard of that. I didn't know that was what it was short for.
They're the people who do the... Oscars. They're the company that's entrusted with the
isn't that where Don Draper worked also?
No, that was
something different.
No. Cooper, Draper, Price.
Yeah, there you go. It was some mix of that. The new corporate experiments reflect genuine concern among managers that burned out employees have had few breaks over the past year, as many have worked almost continuously at home. Then there are the financial implications. Unused vacation time is considered a liability for most companies, something employers generally pay if employees leave an organization. This is always also something fascinating to me, that there are people, government workers, get this. I've never left a day on the table. But let's say you do leave a day on the table. Should you be paid for that? Like, if you leave, this happens in a lot of jobs. Fred, if you were allowed to, and I don't think we're allowed to accrue vacation.
Nope.
But let's say you accrue your vacation, and you got 100 days at the end of your great service here since 1879 to CBS, Entercom, and Odyssey.
1982.
Okay.
Don't go that far.
Well, one of those. But that you would get, you'd get a cash payout, and this has been somewhat controversial in some circles, like police departments and fire departments and government, because there are people that get, a big payout, and then they get the pension.
We could never figure it out, but Carol Daniel over at KMOX always offers to pay me for my vacation day because she needs more vacation days.
Right.
Wait a minute, she's trying to buy yours?
Well, right, yeah,
I would
but
do
we
it
can't
too.
Do it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but if we could, I would make some offers too.
Oh, yes.
Right. I have a whole market.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Many organizations, this is the journal story, says many organizations are asking employees to take time now, warning that it won't be possible for everyone to take vacation. We get emails, later this year. We get emails like that all the time. Certainly last year we did. At B&H Insurance, 30 employees, many staffers waited to use vacation until last December. And I think that happened a lot to companies, leading to roughly double the number of time off requests than usual. The company recently offered to pay employees for their excess rollover vacation time. It will now reset time off balances based on an employee's hire date anniversary instead of the calendar year. We have people piling this stuff up. And it says some companies say they'll need even bolder experiments to get people to take time off. The firm, Odyssey.
McFly.
Hello, Odyssey. What's our CEO's name again?
David Field.
Sorry, I should know that, right? I'm canceled. This was a great 3-week run on 97.1. They are considering sending some employees on company-paid trips to Hawaii.
What?
But didn't want to create competition among staffers.
I am available.
Yeah,
if they need a show to test that theory on, we would love it.
Yes.
Well, and the other issue is I found out, and I think I mentioned this when I came back from Mexico, and my wife is somebody who does this. There are some people who take vacations, and I was with at least two or three, I think maybe three people who are in the mortgage industry. And, that's crazy right now. So they were on their computers. I wouldn't see some of these folks. They'd get up early in the morning, they'd work, and then they'd come out, late in the afternoon after working all day. That is not a vacation.
No.
That is something that's working while you're in Mexico. That's not a vacation. So maybe I'm just, because I do have a job that allows me to sort of tune out and take a true vacation, maybe I'm spoiled that way. But it is always stunning to me how, and I was familiar with people who really don't take a lot of vacations and leave days on the table because I work with Fred so long. But that is, it's shocking.
Now, let me explain to you what happened last year or I guess it was part of this year and last year, on two of my vacations. I think I had maybe two weeks vacation last year.
In other words, you left 2 weeks at least on the table, maybe three.
Oh, come on. He's 1873.
Unless you're my wife, I got it all in. Okay. She's always saying, you're getting all your vacation days, aren't you?
Of course, dear.
I took a week.
Yes, thank you.
I took a week sometime in, I don't know, in the summer. We went to Atlanta, visited one of my sons. That was the week that they named a new St. Louis Archbishop. And I'm the religion editor. So I'm in a hotel room in Atlanta trying to do reports on the new St. Louis Archbishop.
Oh, Fred.
Big guilt on my part.
Mark Reardon could have handled that.
Yes.
The only other week I took was the first week of January. And what happened during the first week of January?
Insurrection.
The insurrection.
Insurrection.
So I'm up in a mountain.
You were there.
In Georgia.
Is that where you were?
Yeah, that's where he was.
Fred, look at that.
Fred, you're the religion editor. You should be used to guilt.
There you go. You're right.
I've actually, and he knows this, I've begged him, even on days like, you know, we get the emails where the office is closing early, right? I've always wanted to take advantage of that. Hey, it's, you can leave at 3 o'clock on Thanksgiving. I've actually said, Fred, get the hell out of here. Please leave. Oh, no, I got this. And then when he's taking a day off, I'll say something, you know, who's filling in, and I expect, but don't worry, you know, you can reach, I'm just here and you can reach me, which, believe me, I deeply appreciate your commitment, but you're out of your mind because you need to take some time off. You need to. Now, can you at night, let me ask this question, because this is something my wife does. She can't turn the brain off, right? And I call her Dr. Fauci because she always moves the goalposts. When I say, Beck, you can't do this. Well, I got another store opening. You know, I got this happening, because she's in the she's opening marijuana dispensaries these days. So that is rather important, but you have to at least take some time for your mental sanity. So can you turn it off at night?
Oh yeah, I can.
Okay, that's good.
Easily as soon as I get home.
That's good to hear. Because
it's
some people can't do that.
Trade. Okay. What about you, Andrew? Can you turn it off?
I've gotten better. I used to be really bad about it, but I've improved over the years. That's one thing that, you know, I've never really softened on the vacation thing, and I don't think I will, but I've that's one thing where I kind of drew the line, where I was like, I got to be able, when I'm not at work, you know, on the weekend or whatever, I got to be able to. I still give it thought, and I think about stuff for the show, stuff we get to talk about, topics, things like that, but I try not to.
Well, it's hard.
Focus too hard on.
I've always said that, you know, my life is show prep. So there are things that happen to me all the time that I write notes about, or I'll, you know, send Fred a text and I'll say, look, we want to talk about it. Last night I sent him a text that said,
believe it or not, another tick story.
Well, I did have another tick story, but I also said the wooden spoon.
Oh,
remember, I said the wooden spoon. I said, by the way, that's a good band name too, I think.
Yeah, that's a great band name.
All right, you want to hear the tick story just quickly? So
yes.
My daughter, the morning we get back from Mexico, put her to bed 1 a.m. She's got a tick on her eye. I hope she's not listening right now, because she did not know that. We pulled it off. 2 days ago, I looked down before I'm in the shower. You don't want to know all the details of that. And there's a tick on my belly. Like, I'm like, what is that?
Nope.
And I pick at it, and it's a tick. So yesterday, you guys saw the picture. Fred, did you see the picture? Becky sent it yesterday. Remember when I brought that picture in last year,
right,
of the tick that was all blowed up?
Good
and
grief.
And that's what this one. It was the size of an M&M. The size of an M&M just sitting on my floor. So, Sue, the dogs and the cats have flea protection. I don't know what's going on right now, but we got some ticks in the house.
Front line.
And I don't like it.
Need.
Well, I might have to switch back to that, because we were using something else.
Aha!
There you go. I condensed the tick story. Thank you, Fred. Take some vacation, damn it. 525 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, last night at the never-endingly entertaining St. Louis County Council meetings, there was a no-confidence vote in the St. Louis County Police Chief Mary Barton, which passed along party lines. But there was a big debate about this last night in this meeting.
This is not just about one person. This is about a system that needs change.
Statements in this resolution amount to nothing more than an ad hominem attack on the chief. I certainly have my issues with Chief Barton.
Yes, there are problems in the department, and absolutely they've been going on for decades. There's no doubt about that, even on my watch.
Some people will have to be let go if they can't change. We have to change this organization from what we've heard. Is Mary Barton the person that can do that? I'm not sure.
I'm often asked, what can I do to help? What do you need, Shalonda? Dr. Page, I need you to use your center of influence to help transform and improve the St. Louis County Police Department.
All right, so one of the voices there is a former chief of police. He's my county councilman, Tim Fitch, who's with us this afternoon. Chief, how are you? You were one of the no votes, obviously. Maybe a greater understanding of what Mary Barton is going through. Although, there are some serious things that have happened on her tenure, haven't there, Ben?
There have been, but most of everything in the resolution last night, I mean, they actually had something in the resolution, and they mentioned 1994 in it. I mean, it was really a very extreme reach.
For what reason? What was that about?
They said that she has employed a former officer of the county to do background investigations, and he supposedly lied during some sort of investigation. He was a city policeman in 1994. And she didn't employ him. She inherited him. He was employed before she was the chief. And there was a lot of those type of things in there that really preceded her, or she has no span of control over. Like, they criticized her. I don't remember the situation where her brother-in-law used a horrible N-word on the police radio. He's right. A dispatcher. And she fired him. And then the criticism in there is she allowed him to keep his pension when he retired. Well, she doesn't have any control over that. That's an earned benefit. They can't take that away from him. But she got blamed for that he was allowed to keep his pension. Those are some of the things that just examples of some of the absolutely terrible inaccuracies and factual errors that was in that resolution. So I was happy to vote no.
But it passes. So what does it mean exactly? Whenever
nothing,
we have things like
this. Symbolic.
Yeah. Okay.
It's symbolic. It doesn't mean a thing. And it only passed with one vote. So I would tell you that, you know, this was just more the cancel culture. The Democrats on the council decided they wanted to cancel her because they didn't want her as the chief to begin with. And think about Sam Page for a moment. Just think, after she was appointed 5-0 by the police board for this job as chief of police of a 1,200-plus person department, Sam Page makes a public statement. And he says, she wasn't my choice. That's not who I would have picked. I wanted someone else. You imagine starting your tenure? Can you imagine that, Mark, when you came over to 97.1, if they said, I didn't want Mark Reardon over
here? I think
here.
Many people did say that, in fairness, but yes, I understand the analogy.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what she was up against from day one, and it's been a let's find things to beat her up for ever since then. It's just horribly unfair to a brand-new police chief.
So what was, in the situation where there are these allegations of retaliation, and some of this goes back into race, too, are there explanations for some of those things? Because some of this gets into the weeds a little bit.
Yep. It's funny because Chief Elmar, I saw him the day before yesterday, and we had a chat. I said, John, how many times did you get transferred in your police career? He said, 15.
Really?
And he said, how many times for you? I said, I'd stop counting at 15. So this happens in a large agency. Just like you just got transferred from one radio station to another.
Right.
It's the same concept. And to say that race was involved, are we going to take up the fight for every officer that gets transferred because they thought it was unfair or it was based on their race or their sex or their age or their, I mean, pick something. I mean, you just can't get into the weeds. That's why you have a police chief to run the organization to do what's best. And the police commission has to hold her, as they did me, responsible for the job.
Even, and now let's play, this is a short bite here, but Shalonda Webb said this.
I don't place this all at the feet of Chief Barton. I believe she was put in a place of leadership with not the support to be successful.
Now, but she voted for the vote of no confidence, even though in that soundbite, she sounds like she doesn't blame her for everything.
Well, and I thought that was a fair statement, what she said. I really didn't know how she was going to vote until she voted, because she was all over the place. She was not blaming her. She was blaming her. She wasn't. So I really wasn't sure how Councilwoman Webb was going to vote eventually, because she was really the swing vote. Clearly, Clancy and Dunaway would do everything Page wanted done, and if it's anti-police, they'll do it. Councilwoman Days, I believe, who I respect immensely, and she's the chair now of the council, I think she was doing what her constituents and what she thought was right, and that was to hold the chief's feet to the fire. And by the way, the chief doesn't mind having her feet held to the fire, just like I did. Every decision I made and that she makes as a chief is questioned, and there's somebody unhappy with it. It's just part of the job, and you have to accept that.
Here's what you said last night about your, I think it's fair to call him your BFF, Sam Page.
When the five members of the Board of Police Commissioners unanimously voted to select Chief Barton as the next police chief for St. Louis County, shortly thereafter, can you imagine starting your career when you're chosen for such a high-level position? One of your bosses, in this case, the county executive, says, she wasn't my choice. I wanted someone else.
And the other part of that, as you said, I think last night, is you were in your situation. You had already been in the department. You're sort of groomed for that. And there were different circumstances, right?
Right. I had the opportunity to be in the number two position for almost 9 years. So I had a front row seat of what the chief did every day. Two different chiefs, Battelle and Lee. I came in behind them. She was never afforded that opportunity. The Board of Police Commissioners skipped over the rank of lieutenant colonel and selected Chief Barton. So that means you have a steeper learning curve. She's certainly capable. I don't mean that at all, that she's not. But they did jump over that, and she did not have an opportunity to, number one, deal with the media, and number two, deal with politics. Captains don't do that. Lieutenant colonels and chiefs do. So she walked into a pretty much of a mess. Remember what she inherited. She walked into that and a pandemic on top of it. So I just thought it was terribly unfair.
I want to ask you about the situation with Dante Wright and some of the other things we're seeing in the news. But was there something else? There's something else that happened last night at that meeting that was important. I'm drawing a blank right now, but I thought there was another topic that came up that
marijuana. We passed marijuana.
Well, I always like talking about that. Regulation. Let's talk about marijuana. What was the ordinance? What did you do?
So I sponsored a bill that basically would change the penalty for small amounts of marijuana possession from up to a year in the county jail and/or $1,000 fine. To no jail time, no possibility of jail time, up to a $100 fine. So that was voted on last night. 6-1, Councilman Trakas voted no. He feels that marijuana is a gateway drug to harder drugs, and he certainly is entitled to his opinion, and in some cases that's true. So that was pretty a big deal, and today lots of media attention about that.
Yeah, Councilman Trakas doesn't drink alcohol, I'm guessing, right?
Right.
I would just have to assume, because I would think that would be a gateway intoxicated,
right,
as well.
But yeah. But the story today wasn't so much a change in the penalty, but wait, the former police chief is sponsoring this. You know, I've changed. I think we're allowed to do that. You know, 60 years almost now on this earth. I've softened a little bit on that, and I thought it was time for a change in that penalty.
Well, I think you're right about that. I actually heard John Boehner talking about that on CBS this morning. He's got a new book out, and he's been behind that. And in the effort of full disclosure, my wife does work, and you know that, Tim, in the industry. So I support you on that. Let's talk about what happened, though, in Minnesota. And you and I have had so many conversations over the years, sadly, about these situations. Kim Potter is now a former officer, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Department. And today she was charged with a crime.
Charged the police woman and
yes!
with second degree manslaughter. We continue to fight.
All right, I'm very curious about your reaction, because I think people, if you see the video, I'm sure you've seen the video and people have seen the video. How does that happen where someone that has that much experience pulls her revolver instead of her taser?
Well, I will tell you that that's not uncommon. It's happened more than you would think. It happened here in St. Louis. Remember the Ledoux police, female police officer Ledoux that did the exact same thing.
Was that the Schnooks,
chasing,
right?
A shoplifter.
Yeah.
Exactly. Chasing after a shoplifter and pulling her gun instead of her taser. That was a big problem. I was in the department when tasers were first manufactured and introduced, and we decided that we would not put that taser anywhere near the strong side of the officer's firearm. So you didn't make that mistake. So we purposely moved that taser over to the weak side of the officer so you wouldn't make that mistake. What I don't know in that situation in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, is where that officer was carrying that taser. But in the, you see how frantic and those scenes are, you know, yeah. Because remember, they all start the same way. Someone's resisting arrest. They all start the same way. And they sometimes they end up like this very, very poorly. And she, I think she may have just forgotten, oh, I had my gun in my hand and not my taser. I think it was as simple as that. It was a heat-of-the-moment decision.
Well, everything was calm at first, and then they started to take him into custody, and he freaked out because he knew there was a warrant, and he gets back into the car, and that's when she starts yelling, taser, 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 but she shoots him. So is this a crime?
Well, it depends. It could be some sort of manslaughter because part of any law, and I don't know how Minnesota law is written, but you need criminal intent. Did she intend to shoot this man and kill him? Answer that is clearly no. So that's why it wasn't a murder charge. However, did she negligently cause his death? And that probably is why she was charged, because was it negligent to shoot him instead of tase him? That will be up to a jury to decide, but I would not be surprised if she did not plead guilty to some lesser charge and everybody moves on.
Yeah. I think you're probably right about that. You know, I've looked into the legalities. There is a case for negligence here, so we'll see where this takes us, and hopefully it won't result in a big, long, drawn-out trial that's going to end up in more, you know, violence in Minneapolis. But by the way, you may be wrong here, Chief, because AOC, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says that this was not an accident. So she actually, I don't know if you've seen this, if you've seen her statement, she said, Dante Wright's killing was not a random disconnected accident. It was the repeated outcome of an indefensible system that grants impunity for state violence, rewards it with endlessly growing budgets at the cost of community investment, and targets those who question in that order. Now, let me play this. This is George Floyd's brother, because I think this kind of plays into some of this today as well.
To the Wright family, just letting you all know, from the Floyd family, y'all have our condolences. We will stand in support with you all. It's a shame. The world is traumatized watching another African-American man being slayed. Police officers are killing us, and we are being murdered at a rate that I never thought I could imagine.
You know, I looked at the murder stats in Minneapolis. I've kept track, very good track, Chief, as you know, of the murder stats here in the city of St. Louis. And you know who's getting murdered on a regular basis, sometimes on a daily basis? Young African-American men, and it's not by white police officers or black police officers or Asian police officers. It's by other young African-American men. Now, I'm told all the time, Mark, why can't we have both conversations? Well, you know what? We're not having the other conversation. We're only having the police conversation right now, and that's all we've heard since Mike Brown.
Right, and how many of these conversations say, you know what, if this individual, whether they were white or black, would have followed the officer's commands and did what they needed them to do, we never would have gotten to this place, ever. They all start the same way, and that's with someone resisting arrest. So I've said all along, you know, we can give police all the training in the world. Until people stop resisting arrest, unfortunately, these tragedies are going to continue. It doesn't matter the race of the suspect.
All right, so one of the suggestions, and I heard this today, I can't remember who mentioned this, is to take, for officers who are going to make traffic stops, I mean, this is ludicrous, I want your reaction, don't arm them. Make sure they don't have guns.
Yeah, so then only the bad guys would have guns, like right. Metrolink, right?
Right, right. I mean, that's what AOC and others want.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Somebody sent me an email today, and they said policemen should do like firemen. Just park in your station lot and wait for the call. Don't make any traffic stops. Just go to the call. And then I got another one that said,
by the way, that is what they should do. That, because why would you do anything else these days? What was the other one?
Yep. The other one was the police should sign agreements with specific neighborhoods. You want us in your neighborhood or not? And if everybody signs it, you should not go there unless you're called.
I like that. Former Chief, current County Councilman Tim Fitch, appreciate it. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
You know, we were talking a little bit here during the break. One of the things that Chief Fitch said on the suggestion, I think he said it was from, you know, a constituent or something. How about if you have a neighborhood sign on to an agreement that says, hey, we want policing in this area, we don't. The problem is, and I understand someone coming up with that as a concept, but the problem is that, and this is sort of the dirty little secret with AOC and Congresswoman Tlaib and others Cori Bush, who wanted to fund the police. The people who want the police are the neighborhoods that are getting riddled with bullets. They want the police to protect them. Now, you won't hear it from some of the people who are more vocal. So I think if you'd actually ask neighborhoods, they would say, yes, we want the police. The people who don't want the police are the rabble-rousers, the protesters, the people who don't live in the neighborhoods. We saw this here with Mike Brown. I'm sure that they're keeping track in Brooklyn Center, where the majority of the people being arrested, throwing the bottles and the Molotov cocktails, they're out-of-towners. They're not people who really care about whether or not that community is safe. So it is interesting, and I wanted to ask him a little bit about the traffic stops, because beyond, and Eric Schmidt did something about this when he was in the state Senate, in the aftermath of Mike Brown. Mm-hmm. You see people with the expired plates and all that. I don't think cops are doing anything right now with that. Nope. And why would they? So some people would say, why would you even mess around with things like that? Well, if someone doesn't have a plate that has tags, that means they likely don't have insurance. And if they hit you and they crash into you, you likely will be stuck with that repair on your own. So there are reasons. Now, should those laws be used to pick on people in urban areas or in areas with a lot of poverty and minorities? No. And there's examples that they have been, which is why the legislature, even here in the racist state of Missouri, did something about it that's actually working. So I think there are solutions. But when you got one side that is defund the police and probably the extreme on the other side that never sees any flaws in what the police do, I don't think we come up with any solutions. And if the focus is always going to be on how many people are killed by cops with zero recognition of what really happens with the number of people who are murdered and really who's dying and committing the murders, we can't get anywhere anyway. So I'm rather hopeless on that particular front, regardless.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, we're going to do one here that's a little musical in nature. And Andrew, I sent this to you yesterday, and I didn't know at the time that there was some, I guess, I don't even know if it's hidden meaning. This is Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl, and it's a song called Easy Sleazy. And it actually, a little criticism of anti-vaxxers and the conspiracy theorists and people who spend too much time on Zoom. You can hear the lyrics here. Talks at one point about putting on weight, things along those lines. Some of the lines are shooting the vaccine, Bill Gates is in my bloodstream, it's mind control, the earth is flat and cold, and everything like that. That is the new song from Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. So actually, it's not. It's from Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl, who played drums, but that has nothing to do with the Rolling Stones. And we were commenting on the song, which is not a great song, realistically. It's not the best song on the planet. And what's interesting is Mick and the Stones have put out, I think they put out pretty good new music in the last few years, sporadically. I don't know if I'd count this amongst them, but Mick and Dave Grohl together, there you go. That's your audio cut of the day on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,